This is WNYC. Good morning. I'm Brian Zumhagen. This coming Tuesday, arts advocates from all over the state will gather in Albany to meet with lawmakers and protest funding cuts proposed for the New York State Council on the Arts. Governor Patterson has proposed a budget deficit reduction plan for the next fiscal year that starts on April 1st. It would cut $7 million from the council, from $45.9 million to just under $39 million. And that's after a 10% reduction in the NISCA budget that came last fall. Arts groups around the city have also been struggling in recent months. And cultural critic Claudia LaRocco has been thinking about what this all means for the health of New York. Hi, Claudia.
Hey, Brian.
You've been speaking with a number of smaller performing arts groups around the city about the way the downturn has impacted them. What are they telling you?
Budgets are being cut, commissions are being slashed, and it's one thing if you are the Metropolitan Opera and you can cut your budget because you do have an endowment, you have a safety net. When we're talking about these smaller arts organizations, it's a lot like talking about people who are living below the poverty line. They have no safety net. So it's not as if you can say, well, we'll just dip into the bank or we'll just do a little bit less or do with a little bit less this year. One of the really worrisome things I'm hearing about is staff positions are being commuted to internships. So it's actually sort of ripping at the very fabric of these organizations. They're sort of moving from staff positions to volunteer positions, which is pretty terrifying.
This is a national problem. Is this going to affect the kind of performers we can expect to see on New York stages?
Oftentimes, artists build shows with the idea of a tour. So, you know, it's going to be in the city for 3 days, then it's going to go here for 4 days. And what we're hearing increasingly is that organizations and presenters are saying to artists, well, we just don't have the budget for this commission. You can still come, but we can't pay you, or we can pay you less, or really we're not sure if we can pay you right now. So this is putting a lot of collaborations, a lot of tours, a lot of bigger projects on hold, and it creates this degree of uncertainty where artists can't sort of plan a show. Because if you don't know what kind of support system is out there, what money you're going to be able to get, and what kind of support from various presenters, it's a lot harder to plan a project.
What do you think this all means for the health of the arts in New York in the long term?
New York is an incredibly vibrant and multi-layered city in terms of cultural output. That's really, you know, that's why I'm here. That's one of the reasons a lot of people are here. But, you know, if you talk to somebody who maybe for them the idea of theater is a big Broadway show and that's it, they're never going to be going to these smaller spaces, and they'll say, well, so what does it matter if some, you know, rinky-dink little theater closes? What do I care? It matters because the arts, like anything else, has an ecology. You know, there's an environment. And when we talk about experimental and progressive work, this work happens in these smaller little spaces. It's not, people aren't, you know, putting up a big budget blockbuster Broadway show and saying, well, let's just try this and who cares if it doesn't work and nobody comes. That's not how it happens. So we might not see immediately an impact in terms of the health of an art form, but if you cut away at enough of these smaller organizations and if enough artists leave New York because they just can't hack it because it's too tough a city and there is no support, eventually, the art form begins to stagnate. It sometimes dies or it moves somewhere else. So you can't have a vibrant arts culture if you only have a few big arts institutions. That's just the status quo, and the status quo is no friend to the arts.
I've been speaking with cultural critic Claudia LaRocco. You can join her performance club, go to shows, and discuss them online. It's all on our website, WNYC.org. Thanks so much, Claudia.
Thanks, Brian.